位听众大家好，你而家收听紧嘅系 Tusa 澳洲中文广播电台，而家播放紧嘅系孙先智联邦议员嘅访问录音。
Hello Jason, welcome back to Tusa。
今日我哋好高兴能够邀请到特别嘉宾嚟到我哋嘅访问当中，佢系联邦 Ban 选区嘅议员孙先智先生。你好啊，智孙，欢迎嚟到我哋 Tusa 电台当中。
你好 ，and thank you so much for having me on your program. Welcome to the electorate of Ban.
你好啊，非常感谢邀请我嚟到你哋嘅节目，亦都欢迎大家嚟到 Ban 选区。
Yeah, we're actually taking the interview in your office, so we are actually happy to be here for the first time. So recently, we have really significant discussion about the 2026 federal budget. So let's start with that. I would like to hear what's your perspective about this budget.
是的，今天其实是在你的办公室进行一次访问，所以我们很高兴第一次来到这里。最近澳洲社会一直热烈讨论2026年联邦预算案，我们就想先从这个话题开始。首先想请你讲一下有关于你怎么看待这份预算案的呢？
Of course. So, look, the budget has a number of priorities. So, look, the first one is addressing the cost of living issues that people across the country, including in my electorate banks, are facing. But look, alongside that, we're looking at making sure that we can manage energy and our fuel security as well, which has been an issue since the war in the Middle East. Look, and another big focus is making sure that we continue to have high quality and affordable healthcare services. And I'm happy to talk about that a little bit more later on, but also really investing in housing and making sure that the next generation are able to afford housing close to their families, which I know is important for my family, but also families across the country.
当然可以啦。一份预算案有几个好重要的优先事项，首先就是解决全澳洲人民，包括我所在的 Ban 选区居民目前所面临的生活成本压力。除此之外，我们希望确保澳洲能够妥善管理能源供应以及燃料安全。自中东战争爆发以来，能源安全一直是一项很重要的议题。而另一个重点就是确保澳洲人民能够持续享有高质量而且又负担得起的医疗服务。稍后我们很乐意进一步倾下有关于这方面的内容。另外，我们亦都积极投资住房建设，希望下一代澳洲人能够有能力在家人附近买得起楼。这个对我的家亦都非常重要，我相信对于全澳许多家庭来讲都是同样重要的事情来的。
Yes, so we know about one of the main issues that our government is actually taking the priorities is the cost of living issues. So what measures in this budget do you believe will make the biggest difference to, you know, everyday Australian and families in Australia or also in banks?
我们知道生活成本一直是政府目前最优先处理的议题之一。在这份预算案当中，你认为哪些措施将会对一般澳洲民众、澳洲家庭以及 Ban 选区的居民来讲带来最大的帮助呢？
Yeah, look, cost of living, as I mentioned before, is one issue that's really the highest priority in the budget. And we've tried to look at every area of household expenditure to see what we can do to make everybody's life a little bit easier. So every working Australian from the 1st of July will be getting a tax cut, and again on the 1st of July 2027. We've also introduced this thing called the Working Australian Tax Offset, which is $250 that will help be incorporated in your tax and reduce the amount of tax that you have to pay. But we've also introduced the $1,000 instant tax deduction. So you don't have to ruffle around finding all the receipts. You instantly get a bulk deduction of $1,000. Again, trying to keep more money in your wallet and for your family. We've also continued our program around cheaper medicines. Look, you may remember that PBS scripts have been reduced down to $25, the cheapest they have been in over 21 years. And for concession and pensioners, it's been frozen at $7.70 until the year 2030. And look, alongside that, we're trying to continue to increase the bulk billing rates across Australia. I know almost 90% of GP appointments in the electorate of banks are 100% bulk billed now. And we're getting more clinics and GPs fully bulk billing day by day. But look, perhaps more interestingly, we're also working on things like supermarket costs. So we've got the compulsory food and grocery code of conduct. Some of your viewers and listeners may have seen that the ACCC, the watchdog, actually took Coles to federal court and won about some of their pricing activities. And look, it's a real challenge to make sure that everything from the taxes people pay the cost of their healthcare, the cost of their groceries is taken down so that everything becomes a little bit more manageable.
正如我提到，生活成本是一份预算案最重要的核心议题之一。我们仔细检查了家庭各项日常开支，希望在各个方面能够减轻居民的负担，令到每个人的生活都变得更加轻松。首先，自7月1号开始，每一位有工作的澳洲人都将获得减税，而到了2027年7月1号，还将会进行一次减税。此外，我们推出了一项名为澳洲在职人士税务额抵免的措施，每位符合资格的人士将可获得250澳元的税务抵免，进一步减少需要缴纳的所得税。同时我们还推出了1000澳元的即时报税扣除，这个代表了大家不需要再四处翻找一些收据，只要符合资格就可以直接获得1000澳元的标准税款的扣除额。这项措施的目的是希望大家能够将更多的钱留在自己的口袋里面，也都是留给自己家人。同时我们也都持续推动降低药品价格。大家可能会记得 PBS 的药品福利计划处方药的自付金已经降至到25澳元，这个是21年来最低的价格。而对于持有优惠卡和领取退休金人士来说，药费则维持在 7.7 澳元，并且将一直冻结至到2030年为止。除此之外，我们都会持续提高全澳洲 GP 即家庭医生的不标零比例。以 Bank 选区为例，目前接近90%的 GP 诊所已经可以完全使用不标零，亦都是说病人无需支付诊金。我们亦都在度持续增加提供不标零服务的诊所和家庭医生。另外，我们认为一项很值得关注的措施就是政府亦都开始着手处理超市食品价格的问题。我们已经推出强制性食品和杂货业行为守则。不少听众可能会看到，澳洲竞争和消费者监管机构 ACCC 已经成功将 Coles 告上联邦法院并胜诉，原因就是其部分的定价行为存在问题。因此我们希望从人民缴纳的税金、医疗支出到日常采购食品的价格都能够逐步降低负担，令到所有的生活开支都变得更加容易承担。
Yes, so you talk about how the budget actually cut the daily prices down a little bit, but I think for Asian, especially like Asian Australian, Chinese Australian, what lots of people like care about the housings. So one of the big part in 2026 budget is talking about capital gain tax and also the negative gearing policies. So do you hear anything from your local residents if they have the feedback about this?
你刚刚提到这份预算案希望稍微降低大家的生活成本，不过我想对于亚洲社区尤其是华人来说，很多人都非常关心 房屋的问题。在2026年预算案中，其中一个很重要的内容就是针对资本利得税以及复购税的政策提出的改革。不知道在你的选区里面有没有听到居民对于这些政策提出的意见和反馈呢？
Yeah, look, I've been talking to local residents through door knocking, but also talking to lots of local businesses about the proposed changes that were announced in the budget. I think housing affordability has been a challenge for some time in Australia, and I think we all see it regardless of what community you live in places like Sydney. We've been looking to address this, and one of the main things we've been doing is increasing housing supply. So the government has a housing supply target of 1.2 million homes by the middle of 2029. And so we're working with developers and builders all across the country to meet that target. But there is also a range of demand factors that make housing affordability continue to be a challenge. And so the changes that are proposed are intended to, I guess, lower the pressure in the housing market for owner occupiers and first home buyers. And look, we're already seeing some of that impact. If you look at the last few weekends, although the clearance rates have gone down, which is something to watch, but the overwhelming number of bidders and successful buyers have been owner occupiers as well as first home buyers. And that's an encouraging sign that potentially we're shifting the market so people can have more houses which they can live in. And for us, a big driver of the changes has also been balancing the rate of tax on income that's earned from labour, so through your job, with income that is earned from assets, because at the moment assets are treated a bit more favourably tax-wise than income generated from labour, and we're just trying to recalibrate that so there's a bit more balance for everyday people.
有的，我一直透过逐户拜访以及很多本地商户交流，了解大家对预算案中这些政策的看法。我认为住房负担能力多年来一直是澳洲面临的重要挑战，无论你住在哪一个社区，尤其是好像悉尼这样的城市，大家都能够感受这个问题。因此政府一直希望改善的情况，其中一项最重要的工作就是增加住房供应。目前政府定下的目标是2029年年中之前全国新增120万套住房，因此我们正在同全国各地的发展商和建筑商合作，希望达成这个目标。不过除了供应之外，市场亦有不少的需求因素使得房价持续受到压力，因此今次提出的改革的目的就是希望减轻住房市场的竞争压力，令到自住买家以及首次置业者人士能够有更多机会买到屋。事实上我们已经看到一些改变，如果大家留意最近几个星期的拍卖市场，虽然清盘率有所下降，这个是一个值得持续观察的指数，但另一方面我们发现大部分成功竞标以及最终成交的买家都是自住人士和首次置业者。我认为这个是令人鼓舞的现象，这个代表市场或许正是开始出现一些改变，令到更多人可以买到真正用来居住的房屋。另外推动这次改革的还有一个重要的原因，就是希望重新平衡不同收入来源的税务待遇。目前在澳洲透过工作赚取的收入，即是 labor income， 以及透过资产获得的收入，两者所适用的税务制度并不完全一致，资产所得通常会享有较优惠的税务待遇，因此我们只希望重新调整这些安排，令到整个制度对于一般民众来说更加公平和更加平衡。
Yes, so we do hear people like have lots of concern about those reforms may take it harder to build like a wealth through the property. So what do you think about that?
咁唔知你有冇听到一啲居民担心呢啲改革会透过房地产累积财富变得更加困难？你又系点样睇待呢啲忧虑嘅咧？
Look, I 100% get it. Property investment has been for a generation, a bit more than that, a way of securing wealth for the family in the future. But property ownership is what the budget is actually trying to preserve. But prioritising housing for living in and for own occupiers rather than necessarily as an investment tool. But the truth is negative gearing still exists under this new budget. It's just focused on new builds. And so again,part of it is you're able to access negative gearing, but part of it is also then promoting the building of new housing so that we can reach that $1.2 million target, a $1 million property target, so that we can have more houses, more properties for Australians across the country. People can do as they've done, and the supply of housing really is a key issue, and the government's trying to do its bit, and we're trying to recalibrate some of the tax settings to promote investment in new builds,but then also other areas of investment across the economy.
我完全理解大家会这样想。一直以来房地产投资是许多澳洲家庭建立财富的重要方式，甚至可以说过去一个世纪甚至更长的时间都是这样。不过这次预算案真正想保障的其实是房屋拥有权。我们希望将住房优先留给真正需要居住的人，不单止单纯作为投资工具。但我要提醒大家，户口税制度并没有取消，它依然存在，只是未来将会集中于适用在新建住房。换句话说，如果投资新建住屋仍然可以享有户口税优惠。这样做除了保留投资诱因，同时也鼓励更多新住宅落成，因为我们希望完成120万套新住房的目标，只有增加房屋供应，澳洲人才能够拥有更多住房选择。政府正是努力解决住房供应不足的问题，而透过调整部分税务的政策，我们希望鼓励更多的资金流向新住房的建设，同时也促进其他的产业投资。
Thank you so much. So there's another like proposal, so it also attracts attention in reforms of family trust. So many small business and families around enterprise and professionals are using this structure as part of their financial planning. So what is the government seeking to achieve through this change? And how do you respond to the concern from, you know, business owner who are actually fear if they get like higher tax burden?
感谢你的分享。另外预算案中还有另一项改革亦都引起不少的关注，就是有关于家庭信托的改革。很多中小企业、家庭企业和专业人士都会利用家庭信托作为财务规划的一部分。不知政府希望透过一项改革达成什么目标？另外你又会怎样回应一些企业主担心改革可能会增加他们的税务负担的问题呢？
Yeah. Well, just a reminder, the changes to the trust stuff is just on discretionary trust, not every type of trust, just on discretionary trust. And the reason behind that is similar to what I mentioned before, is a better aligning the taxation levels on income generated by working and by labour with the taxation on trust as well. And so it's just trying to get that balance right. It's also trying to address some of the loopholes that exist in the system. And so things like income splitting that often happens associated with trust, as well as using the tax trust structures in order to, I guess, change some of the money, particularly through things like bucket companies as well. So, look, it's about trying to make it a little bit fairer across the system. And for, look, as you mentioned, small businesses, there is going to be a period of transition to make sure there's rollover relief so that small businesses who want to potentially transition from one trust type to another can do that. And so we're really keen to make sure that businesses are supported in that process as well.
是的，首先我想提醒大家，这次改革涉及的只是酌情信托，即是 discretionary trust， 并不是所有总理的信托都受到影响，所以只有酌情信托。而至于改革的原因，其实和我刚刚提到的理念相同，我们希望能够透过工作所得的收入以及透过信托所产生的收入在税务待遇上更加一致，简单地来讲就是找到一个更加公平更加平衡的制度。此外，改革亦都希望堵塞目前制度中一些漏洞，譬如信托制度常见的收入法亲的安排。另外亦都有人利用信托架构，包括所谓的 bucket company 社统公司等的方式调整资金流向，而取得较有利的税务效果。因此这些改革主要是希望令到整个税务制度更加公平，而对于中小企业，我们明白他们需要时间去适应，因此政府将会提供一个过渡期，并提供 rollover relief， 即是递延税务安排。如果一些企业希望由一种信托机构架构换成另一种架构，可以在较低的税务成本下完成。我们很希望在整个过程当中能够确保企业获得充分的支持。
Thank you for explanation. So you have mentioned the housing affordability before. We might talk about more about that. So it is still one of the biggest challenges in Australia, I think. So many young people, they work so hard, but like they are still falling behind. Do you think that is a fair concern for our younger Australian nowadays?
你刚刚提到的住房负担能力，我们不妨讲下这个议题啦。我相信住房问题至今仍然是澳洲面临的重大挑战，很多年轻人都觉得自己非常努力工作，但似乎还是越来越难买得起屋。你认为现在澳洲年轻人这个是一个合理的担忧吗？
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, if you go back to the 1980s, the ratio between the average income and the average house price was about 3.3, and now it's standing at about 8.2. And so even though interest rates and the environment was a bit different in the 1980s compared to now, that difference is a significant one. And so that's why a lot of young people are kind of expressing frustration at their inability to have a place to call their own. And what we're hoping to do through some of these changes is make it more likely that first home buyers, owner occupiers are able to find that property. And as I mentioned before, we're seeing already some of that play out where in auctions on the weekends, it is owner occupiers winning and first home buyers rather than investors. But look, again, investors are also supported, to remind people that that anybody who already has a negative geared property continue to have that in the future. That hasn't been changed because you've made an investment decision based on the current arrangements. But then you can also continue to do that in the future, but just for new builds.
我认为这个绝对是一个合理的担忧。如果回到1980年代，当时澳洲平均房价以及平均收入的比例大概是 3.3 倍，而现在这个比例已经上升至到 8.2 倍左右。虽然1980年代的利息环境和今日有所不同，但这个差距仍然非常巨大，因此很多的年轻人感到沮丧，因为他们觉得自己很难以拥有一个真正属于自己的家。我们希望透过这些改革提高首次置业人士及自住买家的购房机会。正如刚刚提到，我们已经开始提到一些改变。最近几个周末的房屋拍卖当中，成功买到楼的更多是自住人士和首次置业者，而不是投资人士。当然，我们想提醒大家，政府仍然支持投资者， 如果你而家已经拥有一间享有负扣税优惠嘅投资物业，咁你嘅权益其实完全唔会受到影响，因为你当初系喺现有制度下作出嘅投资决定，因此政府唔会改变你原有嘅安排。未来负扣税制度依然存在，只不过将只适用于系新建住宅当中。
We understand Australia have like more populations from overseas are coming. So it actually, the migration is like one of really big part for our economic growth. So many communities are experiencing the housing shortage and also the pressures. How do we strike this right balance between the population growth, you know, from housing supply and community needs?
我们知道澳洲有不少来自海外的人士，移民一直都是推动澳洲经济发展的重要因素，但与此同时，不少的社区也都面临住房短缺以及公共设施承受压力。那我们应该怎样在人口增长、住房供应以及社区需求之间取得一个平衡呢？
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think the framing is also really great. I think the key is making sure we have that balance right, but also making sure that we are using kind of accurate numbers. There's a lot of discussion about migration in Australia. So look, since its peak post-COVID, migration has already dropped by 45% in Australia. And for 2026-2027, it's looking to go down to about 245,000, which again is more than a 50% cut since its peak post-COVID. I think it's also important to kind of recognise the breakdown of migration into Australia. So 71% of permanent migration to Australia is skilled migration. So people who identified that have skills in key areas that businesses across the country have identified. About 28% is to do with kind of the family program or family reunification, a majority of which are kind of partner visas. And it's only 1% that's the more kind of broader visa category. And so when we come to discussions about migration numbers, I think it's really important to keep the overall figure in mind, but then the specific intention of each of the policy streams, because if you're going to have an impact on that 71%, it's going to have impacts on different sectors of our society, from construction to aged care to early childhood, that migration has been so important towards. But look, I think it's important to have that conversation about what we are doing in this space to make sure that we have the right amount of housing to continue to support our communities. And I'm very keen to make sure that we do that. And again, we have that target of $1.2 million properties by mid-2029.
我覺得依個係一個好好嘅問題，而且我哋好欣賞你問依個問題嘅方式。關鍵係點樣取得平衡，同時我哋亦都要正確客觀嘅數據嚟討論澳洲移民嘅問題。首先，自疫情以後移民人數達到高峰以嚟，目前澳洲嘅移民數量已經下降咗45%，而喺2026至2027財政年度，預計嘅淨海外移民人數將會降至到24.5万人，同疫情後最高峰相比，已經下降咗超過50%。另外，我認為大家亦都需要了解澳洲永久居移民嘅組成，目前大約71%嘅永久移民属于技术移民，亦即系话呢啲人都系澳洲企业同各个产业所需要嘅人才。大约28%属于家庭移民计划当中，主要包括配偶签证等嘅家庭团聚签证类别，真正属于其他嘅一般类别只占大概1%。因此，当我哋讨论移民数字嘅时候，唔应该只睇总数，更应该了解每一个移民类别背后嘅政策目标。譬如话，我哋大幅削减71%的技术移民，将会对很多产业造成重大的影响，包括建筑业、长者护理、幼儿教育等等的行业都非常依赖技术移民补充人力资源。因此，我认为我们需要持续讨论如何在维持社区发展的同时，确保有足够的住房供应。我非常希望我们能够做到这一点，而再次强调我们的目标仍然是在2029年年中之前新增120万套的住房。
Yeah, wonderful. So we might to shift the question to about the banks. Is there anything new happening in banks that you would like to let the audience to know?
好的，那我们接下来将话题转去 Bank 选区。最近 Bank 选区不知道有没有新发展可以跟我们各位听众介绍一下呢？
Yeah, look, I think one of the things I'm really excited about, particularly on the western part of Banks, is the construction of the new Bankstown Hospital. For many in the community, they know Bankstown Hospital, the existing one, has been around for quite a long time, and there's been lots of discussions for a new hospital for well over a decade now. And so exciting now that there's ground being broken on that new hospital in Bankstown, so that we can get the most up-to-date health services for people in our community. The existing site is actually going to be preserved for outpatient care and continuing health services. So we're making sure we're getting a new hospital, but we're using the existing infrastructure to support the community. Look, we've also got two urgent care clinics that, as part of the budget, are now permanent. So we've got the one in Bankstown, which is relatively close to the new site for Bankstown Hospital on Rickard Road, but we also have the one in Carlton. And so it's been fantastic to have those services that can cover things that are a little bit more serious and immediate than going to your regular GP, but not quite as serious as needing to go to the hospital. So making sure we have access to services is one of the things I said in my first speech to Parliament. So I'm really excited to welcome the new Bankstown Hospital to support the electorate.
当然有，其中一项我特别期待嘅就系位于 Banks 选区西部嘅新 Banks 嘅 Hospital 建设。咁相信唔少嘅居民都知道，目前 Bankstown Hospital 已经服务社区多年，而有关兴建新医院嘅讨论其实已经超过咗十年，而家终于正式动工，对社区嚟讲系一个好令人振奋嘅消息。未来新医院将为我哋居民提供更加现代化、更加完善嘅医疗服务。至于现有嘅医院院址，亦都唔会被限制。它将会继续保留用作为门诊的服务以及其他医疗用途。换句话说，我们不单止拥有一座全新的医院，同时也会善用现有设施继续服务社区。此外，我们还有两间 Urgent Care Clinic， 现在已经正式成为永久服务。其中一间就位于 Bankstown， 距离新医院所在地的 Rickard Road 非常接近，而另一间则位于 Carlton。这些诊所主要的是处理普通 一些比普通家庭医生更加紧急，但又未到严重需要前往医院急诊室的情况，因此令到居民可以获得更加快捷、更加適切的医疗服务。其实在我第一次在国会发表演说的时候，我就提到希望社区能够拥有更加完善的医疗服务，所以我非常期待新 Bankstown 的医院未来正式投入服务，造福 Banks 选区的居民。
Yeah, it sounds so wonderful. So I also noticed that you post something about Riverwood's social housing redevelopment on your Facebook. So we would like to ask about some issue about that. Actually, we receive so many voices, like people, there's some people agree about that, there's some people disagree with that. So, well, you know, many people are recognized this needs for more housings, but some residents, they are expressed like a huge concern about the scale and density of the project. So, what do you think about that?
咁听起嚟非常令人期待。我亦注意到你最近在 Facebook 上分享了有关于 Riverwood 社会住宅重建的消息，我们想谈谈有关于的议题。其实我们收到很多不同的声音，有些居民支持这项计划，而亦都有些居民反对。大家都认同澳洲需要兴建更多的房屋，但同时亦都有不少居民担心整体的发展项目规模以及未来的人口密度。你又是怎样看待这些不同的意见的呢？
Yeah, look, the first thing I want to say, anybody who's been around the social housing component of Riverwood realises a revitalisation was required. I've knocked on just about every single social housing dwelling in Riverwood, and that's given me a first-hand insight into how the apartments look, how the houses look, and the concerns and challenges people. And I think overwhelmingly you can hear people saying, look, these definitely need an upgrade. And so that was front of mind in those discussions. But equally, the community who's mentioned the number of potential new dwellings was also feedback that was received by myself, but also Housing New South Wales and the community. So look, the original proposition was for 3,900 new properties in the area, but the government has kind of taken a decision to make a more staged approach. So the first phase will be 420 new properties, and that's going to be a 50% mix of social and affordable housing with 50% of kind of private housing in there as well. And that's going to form part of the first stage. And the intention is to see how some of those changes are having an effect on the community and the local infrastructure before then proceeding with subsequent additions and revitalization of the area. So look, for me, it's an example where there was a need in place. There were concerns about potentially the scale of which it might operate. And so the government's taken a decision to take an incremental approach and learn as it goes along, whilst continuing to consult with the community.
首先我想讲的是，只要是曾经到过 Riverwood 社会住宅区的人都知道，那里其实非常需要更新和重建。我几乎逐户拜访过 Riverwood 所有社会住宅，因此我亲眼看过那些公寓和住宅的实际情况，也都亲耳听到居民所面临的困难和挑战。我相信大部分居民都认同这些住宅确实需要改善，所以一直是政府考虑重建的主要原因。当然，另一方面，社区对于计划中可能新增大量住宅的担忧，我自己和新州住房局的 Home Sales Wells 同样亦都收到。原本提出的方案其实是当地兴建约3900套的新住宅，不过政府后来采取一个更加循序渐进的方式进行，而第一个阶段将会兴建420套新的住宅，其中大约一半属于社会住宅和可负担性住宅，而另一半则属于私人住宅。这个是第一阶段的规划，而政府希望先观察第一阶段的落成之后，对于社区和周边基建所带来的影响，再决定之后的发展安排和后续重建工作。对我来说，这个是很好的例子，因为我们知道这些地区确实有重建的需求，同时我们都听到居民对整体规划的担忧，因此政府决定采取一个循序渐进的方式，一边推进，一边学习，一边持续和社区保持沟通。
Yes, so we also noticed they have another major social housing development project in Pastor, so which also in your lectures. But like some people might be misunderstand like between, you know, affordable housings and social housings. So would you like to explain more about that?
我们也都留意到在 Paston 有另一个大型的社会住宅重建项目，亦同样位于你的选区。不少居民其实很容易混淆可负担住房和社会住房这两个概念，你可不可以跟大家多做解释呢？
Of course. And so, look, we announced that there's 113 new social and affordable housing in Padstow. And again, it's providing that support for people in the community who need it. Look, the affordable housing and the social housing is the more traditional public housing that people might think about. Affordable housing is kind of lower cost housing for people in the community. And so there's a bit of a difference between the two. But the idea behind it is that people on different circumstances can afford to live in communities where the support networks exist, like their family, their friends, and whatnot, so that people can feel supported no matter where their life situation is at a particular time.
当然可以啦。政府日前宣布 Paston 将新增113套社会和可负担住房，目的同样是支援社区内有需要的人士。好多人熟悉的社会住房其实就是大家一般理解的公共房屋即公屋，至于可负担住房则是租金和售价相对较低，提供比收入较低的人士的一般住房，所以两者之间其实有分别的。不过他们背后的共同理念都是希望不同人生阶段、不同经济能力的人都有机会住在自己熟悉的社区，譬如住在家人、朋友和原有支援网络附近，无论一个人目前人生处于什么阶段，都能够获得社区和家人的支持。
Yes. So looking ahead, what do you think the biggest challenge will be in Australia over the next decades? And then what give you the confidence about this country's futures?
展望未来，你认为未来十年更甚至更长的时间，澳洲最大的挑战会是什么呢？另外，又有哪一些因素令到你对澳洲的未来依然充满信心？
Yeah, look, I think there are a whole range of challenges that we've got to look at. Look, one that I want to identify is obviously the international environment. We've seen obviously the war in the Middle East have impacts on all sorts of prices and the cost of living in Australia, from fuel prices to a whole range of other things. And it presents a challenge because often it can affect a country like Australia, even though we have nothing to do with that particular conflict. And so, look, it's one that we've got to continue to watch, but it's also one that we can play an active role in mitigating. And what I mean by that is with the kind of fuel challenges that have been happening all around the world, Australia has been able to call upon its partners in the region. So some of you would have seen the Prime Minister travel to Malaysia, to Brunei, to Singapore, to South Korea, really talking to them about how we can continue to make sure we have the fuel, the diesel, and the different types of resources that we need in Australia. And because we've developed those relationships over years now, we've been able to have those conversations. Look, the second one, obviously, is the continued rise of artificial intelligence, and we continue to hear that. That changes the nature of work that people have, but it also provides an opportunity for productivity gains and support. So, look, I think that one is something I know the government is really focused on, about how we can make sure we benefit from the advantages that artificial intelligence provides, whilst also managing some of the potential impacts that it has on people and our communities as well. So look, it's one we've got to watch and one we've got to prepare for the future of as well.
我认为澳洲未来将会面临很多不同的挑战，其中我特别想提出的一项就是目前的国际局势。譬如中东战争已经对澳洲造成不少的影响，包括燃油价格以及许多其他生活成本都因此受到冲击，这个也是澳洲面临的一项挑战。因为很多时候即使澳洲没有并参与这些相关的冲突，我们依然会受到国际局势的影响，因此我们必须要持续关注，同时我也相信澳洲可以积极地采取措施减轻这些影响。举例来说，近年全球燃料供应面临不少的挑战，澳洲就可以透过同区域伙伴合作，确保能源供应稳定。相信不少人都会看到总理近期先后访问马来西亚、文莱、新加坡以及南韩，其中一个重要的目的就是同这些国家讨论如何确保澳洲能够持续获得石油、柴油和其他重要的能源资源。正因为我们多年来持续建立的一些外交关系，所以今天才能够进行这些合作。另一个重大的挑战当然是人工智能的发展，我们经常看到 AI 正是改变工作的方式，而另一方面它同时带来提升生产力的新机遇。因此我知道政府目前非常重视这个议题，我们希望善用人工智能所带来的优势，同时妥善管理好它可能对人民和社区造成的影响。这个将会是未来我们必须要持续关注，也都要必须提前做好准备的一个课题。
Thank you for sharing. So before we end the interviews, I might ask you about, like, is there any message you would like to deliver to our audience? Or if they have any concern, how can they to contact with you if they living in Banks?
咁好多谢你嘅分享。喺访问结束之前，我想请你同我哋嘅听众有冇其他嘢想同分享呢？另外，如果 Banks 选区嘅居民有任何需要协助嘅地方，佢哋可以点样联系你呢？
Yeah, of course. So, look, I think there's a couple of things. The first one is, look, I'm really focused on making sure that every Australian has the opportunity to succeed and thrive. And if you work hard, you study hard, that you can really succeed. And so, look, I just want to remind people that some of the tax changes that were proposed in the budget, if you have an existing property that you're using as investment, is under the same rules as it was when you bought it. And so making sure that people are protected if they made particular decisions based on an existing set of rules, and that these rules still exist for new properties. And so it's just trying to make the focus on making sure we have more housing for everybody across the country as well. And I'm really keen to make sure that people know that we're supporting aspiration. We want communities to thrive, including the Chinese Australian community and all communities across Australia. Look, and the last thing I wanted to mention is this also is a special time of year, Dragon Boat Festival. It means a lot to my family, and I wanted to wish everybody a very happy Dragon Boat Festival, and hopefully you get to eat plenty of the rice dumplings across the next little while. I've had quite a few myself already.
当然可以啦。首先，我一直希望每一位澳洲人都能够拥有成功同实现理想的机会。只要你愿意工作、努力读书，我相信每一个人都有机会取得成功。我亦都想再次提醒大家，预算案提出的部分税务改革并不会影响目前已经持有投资物业的人。如果你现在已经拥有一间投资房，而且完全按照现行的制度规划所作出的投资决定，那你的安排完全不会受到改变。同时未来的新住宅仍然可以享有相关的制度，只是政策的重点放在鼓励兴建新的住宅入面。政府真正希望做到的是令到全澳洲人拥有更多的房屋供应给大家住。 我好希望大家知道政府支持每一位有理想有抱负的人。我们也都希望所有的社区能够持续发展，包括华人澳洲社区，也都包括所有不同文化背景的社区。最后我还想提到一件事，现在是正值非常特别的节日，即是端午节，对我的家庭来讲也是很重要的节日，因此我想藉这次的机会祝大家端午节快乐，希望大家都能够跟家人一起吃很多粽，好好庆祝这个节日。我自己最近也都吃了不少了。
Yeah, I remember like last week, we have also a local events for you to, you know, talk about the Dragon Boats with our local residents and people actually enjoyed it.
我记得上个星期我们都同你一起参加了一场你举办的本地社区活动，同居民一起庆祝端午节，大家都好享受今次的活动，亦都透过活动更加了解端午节。
Well,
I'm really glad. And look, it's one of those opportunities for family to come together. And I think the more opportunities we have to do that is really important.
是的，我都很高兴能够参与。我觉得好像这样令到一家人团聚在这里的节日是非常有意义。我们能够有更多这样的机会，对于整个社区来说都是很重要的一件事。
Thank you so much. It's going to be our end of the interview.
好多谢你今次接受我哋嘅访问同分享你嘅谂法，我哋今次时间差唔多，我哋下次再见，多谢你。
Thank you so much。
我哋今次时间差唔多，多谢大家收听。